Michelle Ferris.
A little bit about me. I've been in the beverage industry for several years, and recently as in the craft beer industry, but my passion's always been it's cider. So this has been a long time dream of mine, and we're just happy to make it happen.
Steve Ferris. So a bit about myself. So I'm about a fifth generation farmer in Newmarket. We farm pretty much everything except for apples. So this is a new venture for us. And it's a good combination between Michelle's background in the beverage industry and my background in farming. And we've had a really good run so far, and we're really enjoying ourselves.
We're sampling Ernest Cider Dry. So what it is it's a cider that's made with seven different apples. And then we slowly ferment it. Takes us 4 months to make our cider. And then what we do is we back sweeten it with local wildflower honey and a little bit of organic cane sugar. We never dilute our cider. We never add any juice concentrates. We make it as close to nature as we can because our brand and what our vision is to make sure that we're deeply rooted in agriculture. So that's how we want to make our cider. I think the response has been really awesome. There's some great ciders out here today. So the fact that we're number two in terms of people's choice, we're thrilled. We're hopeful that we'll be number one in the second session.
What is your inspiration for what you do?
Well, the inspiration was to make sure that we've created a product that was really rooted in agriculture. And the fact that Steve's farming background complemented my background, we're just really passionate about making a product that is truly as natural as we can make it. And we really believe in bees. And that's why we have the Bee Kind Project in our cider, is using local wildflower honey. And that's because we believe in supporting beekeepers and also helping to fund bee researching in Canada to help find out what's going on with the local bees.
Is there anything new flavor-wise that you have planned coming out that you could share?
We have a lot of great stuff on the go right now. We have a strawberry rhubarb, which is bottle carbonating currently, and we also have a wild blueberry cider that's coming out in a week and a half. We're aging in bourbon barrels, and we've got some really cool barrels on order. We're just all about the innovation. That's what we truly love to do. So yes, Ernest Dry Cider is our flagship brand, but you can expect a whole lot of different, more innovative styles of cider coming from us.
And where is it available right now?
So it's available in any LCBO, so we're across Ontario, and select bars and restaurants locally, so in Toronto and Newmarket area.
Finally, is there anywhere people can go to get more information about the work you guys do?
They can visit our ernestcider.com and our Facebook page, and we're heavily on Instagram and Twitter. And to follow us would be great. We'll keep them updated with any news that we have, any innovation that we're coming out with.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.